Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Peter Davis, Charlotte Dunn, Nikki, Jordan Bouchard, Jazz Valin, Jess, Dane Maguire, Jessica Deo, Rebecca Hansen, Kip. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 154, Bloody Mary.
I've been doing a lot of thinking after what happened with Daisy last week. About what I can do, what I am, what feels right. I went back to Peter's office, to that box of tapes, started rifling through. And I started to try and pay attention to the ones I wasn't drawn to. The tapes I instinctively wanted to discard. There was one, this one, that my hand pulled back from. I dropped it twice when I went to pick it up. Even now, I'm struggling to press play. I am the avatar of awful knowledge and revealed secrets. So what does it not want me to know?
Right. No use putting it off further. When he opened his eyes, he of course saw nothing, but he heard her breathing, slow and steady and focused, and he immediately knew that she was finally going to kill him. When the garden shears plunged into his chest, he was surprised by how little actual pain there was, just the sudden feel of moisture on his chest, and the realization that his body was growing weak, fading away. He wished she would say she was sorry she was doing this, that she loved him, that she would miss him, but he knew better, and his final thought was a gentle sadness at how little he was surprised. And so Eric Delano ended. Eric?
Gertrude, What am I doing here?
Mary. She gave me your page.
She... Oh.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
Wasn't even hard for her, was it? Handing me over? No sign of regret?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, Eric. I know this must be hard. I just read your death. I didn't realize it had been quite so...